What's up, everybody? Ben Raza here from awesomeo.com, and we are back with another NFL futures video breaking down everything you need to know from the AFC and the NFC futures. To do this, I'm bringing in my partner in crime, Eric Lindquist, who usually joins me on the golf front. Eric, talking a little football today. I know you and Lofi did a video yesterday. How are you feeling about the topic today?
I'm feeling fantastic. We're going to cover some NFC and AFC title winners. That's kind of what we're looking for. Who's going to win the conference in these spots? Of course, we know the Bucs. We know the Chiefs. We know that they're the favorites. We're looking a little bit longer odds where you can actually extract some value. I think we've got a couple of good teams here on the docket for today.
We absolutely do. And yes, I want to get one thing out before people. And we want your comments on who you think can represent the AFC and the NFC. We know the Bucs are dangerous. We know the Chiefs are dangerous. We're looking down the board for some long shots, for some value. And of course, if you haven't known, the big announcement around these parts, Awesomeo Odds Sports Betting YouTube channel is officially live. If you have not subscribed, head on over there. We have a ton of content for the NFL, for college football, certainly the breakfast menu every day with me and Josh Engelman. We're going to be talking Olympics for this week. We've got all sorts of things. We have you covered. All you want from a value perspective, from a sports betting perspective. I know we talk a lot of DFS and those tools are fantastic, but we also have you covered on the betting side. So head over to Awesomeo Odds, hit that subscribe button on YouTube, really helps us out. And of course, comment on this video about what teams you think are dangerous. But as I said, I do the breakfast menu every day with Josh Engelman, and I ask him, Eric, do you want to go first or do you want to go second? So I'm going to extend that same courtesy to you. Do you want to go first or second?
No, these are your parts. I'm literally just here to help you out. I want you to be the guy who starts it off. Get it going. Get it going.
All right. I'm going to set the tone. AFC champions, Cleveland Browns, 8-1. Ooh. This is a team that, listen, I know it's the Cleveland Browns, but last year they finally made some strides. They certainly got some experience. They took the Chiefs to the wire. They could have won that game, and that's going to pay dividends to them. I'm not the biggest Baker Mayfield fan, but I will say this. He's behind a world-class offensive line. He has every weapon you could want. Two good tight ends, Odell and Landry. He's got two great backs. The offense is going to be prolific. The defense, I think, will be slightly improved, and they were serviceable last year. It's a difficult division, of course, with the Ravens and the Steelers. The Bengals are the Bengals. But again, when we're talking about conference champion, we just need them to get into the dance. I think they will comfortably make the playoffs. Wouldn't be shocked to see them have a home game. And Eric, as we're talking about value on this board, I don't think they're the best team in the AFC, but they're not priced even close to that. You have the Chiefs at plus 250, the Bills at plus 500, the Ravens at plus 650, the Browns at plus 800. To me, they're closer to those teams than the line says, and that's where I'm seeing the value. Where are you going to get things started on the AFC this year?
Yeah, I love that call. If you get even a semblance of second half Baker Mayfield, you're in a good spot with that number. I'm going to go even a little bit longer. Plus 1800, the Los Angeles Chargers. New head coach, getting rid of Anthony Lynn. What an upgrade. That's fantastic. Brandon Staley comes in there. He revamped that Rams offense last season in his 1 year. It was an incredible job that he did there. If he can do something with Joey Bosa, and of course, Derwin James is the absolute wild card to this defense. In 2018, as a rookie, just changed the entire outlook of this team. And then 2019 could barely stay on the field. 2020 didn't play the entire season. So if he comes back and he's a semblance of what we saw in 2018, my God, they have an absolute defense that you're not going to want to deal with that much. But on the offensive side, that's what I'm really looking at. Justin Herbert came out and balled out his rookie season, got inserted there and just ran with it. And if you see any kind of an upgrade here, offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi comes in, the grandson of Vince Lombardi. He is known as a quarterback guru. He was down with the Saints for 5 years as a quarterback's coach, revamped everything with Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston. We saw what he did with the corpse of Drew Brees for years. If he gets an upgrade to Justin Herbert whatsoever, that is a dangerous team with Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, Mike Williams on the other side. Losing Hunter Henry, maybe one little downgrade to them, but he never could stay on the field for the most part. Anyway, I love looking at this team with their revamped offensive line. Corey Linsley comes in, all-pro center from Green Bay. Rashawn Slater, 13th pick, Northwestern's finest. You saw, as a college football guy, what he is capable of at left tackle. He's going to get placed there right away. He is going to be a difference maker, I think, on that offensive line. I just love the number, plus 1,800, and I believe in this team if you get anything out of Justin Herbert that we saw last year.
Better hope Aaron Rodgers is in his neighbor soon enough in Denver. That division could be absolutely loaded.
Wild.
But there's no doubt. Listen, 7-9 last year, obviously getting Herbert in there, going to pay dividends, as we've talked about. Super explosive offense. And Derwin James, what a game changer. They can keep him healthy. I like that team. May look at that. And we're going to be talking win totals in the future. The Chargers are a team that I do have my eye on, possibly for some other positions. But transitioning to the NFC, I'm taking a real shot here. I want to be clear. This team, I don't think it's not possible. You know, they could miss the playoffs altogether. We're talking about ceiling, though. I don't really care if they miss the playoffs, because we're talking about representing the conference, going to the Bears at 28-1. Oh, and I know, but you know what? This is a team we've said for years, they're a quarterback away. Do they have that quarterback? Well, I don't think it's Andy Dalton per se, but it could be Justin Fields. Now, the floor could be that Justin Fields doesn't pan out and the Bears really struggle. But again, when you're talking about 28-1, you're only talking about that top end potential. And you just mentioned Justin Herbert. Look what he did right off the bat, transformed the team, and we're going to see what they're made of. This Bears team, I mean, what is there to say? Allen Robinson, he's got several backs. The receivers are fine, even outside of Robinson. He's got Kmet at tight end. I worry a little about the offensive line, but Fields is mobile, and it remains to be seen when he'll get in there. It's going to be a matter of time. I hope it's sooner rather than later, because I'm banking on him being ready to go and taking this team certainly further than they've been. And on the other side, I mean, I'm not going to get into how good Khalil Mack in this front seven is. The secondary is probably the biggest question mark to me with the Bears. They lost Fuller. I think they need to replace some parts there, and they're going in the playoffs, at least if they make it, against some difficult teams. But I look at the North. We just talked a little about Aaron Rodgers. To me, that division potentially is wide open. I don't think it's crazy to think the Bears could represent them, get a home game. And when we look at Fields, nobody really knows. It's a boom-bust potential. 28-1 is a huge number. They're around teams like the Panthers and the Falcons. To me, the Bears are a lot closer to making a leap than those type of teams. So I'm going to take a risk here. Obviously, it's just a splash, but I believe in the Bears and I do believe in Justin Fields. I would hope that your team is a little more logical on the NFC side, or are you going even more extreme than me?
I'm not sure. It's debatable. Actually, okay. You could let us know if you think mine is more extreme than his. I mean, the Bears scare the crap out of me as a Vikings fan. If you get anything out of Young there, I mean, it could be a game changer for that team. If Aaron Rodgers is no longer in the division, that is a great number to be getting on a team that becomes extremely live to be live in that division. If you get Aaron Rodgers back in Green Bay, not ideal, but that's kind of the wild card for two of our picks. I'm going to the Washington football team. Ooh. Plus 2,700 right now on the board. Again, this is, if you're going to be looking at a number, at least we know that this team does one thing really, really well, and they get after the quarterback. Chase Young is a difference maker on that defensive line. I'm willing to take some shots on a team that does one thing exceptionally well, and bringing in Fitzmagic. I'm not saying that a 38-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be the answer to this offense, but you've got Terry McLaurin, you've got Antonio Gibson, you've got some ballers that exist, you've got some speed in other positions there. I think that they could be a little sneaky in a division that's extremely weak. And the reason that I love this number so much at plus 2,700, sure, Dak Prescott could be great, but you look at the Cowboys defense, they have a lot of question marks that exist on that team. The Eagles are a walking question mark, and the Giants are never good. So if you can get Washington through this division, I think you have a very live dog in a seven-team conference playoff. You have hedge opportunities as soon as you get into the playoffs that started off for them last year. They snuck in at 7-9. They could sneak in again at 7-9, 8-8 again this season in a weak division. People are talking about it being a rebuilding division. I don't really see it. The Cowboys should be favored there. There's no issue that with that, but I just think Washington football team gets after a quarterback and can make a difference on the defensive side of the ball. And if Fitzmagic can add anything of what we saw in Miami in his short tenure there, you could be looking at a very, very live dog in this division.
It's really interesting just to see a couple things I want to point out and highlight. One, you mentioned there's an extra team, as we saw. So it's a little easier to just get into the playoffs and then you can make a run, no doubt about it. I don't know about having an extra game, how that impacts teams. I don't really think it factors into what we're talking about here. But at the same time, Fitzpatrick, certainly better weapons here in Washington. There's no doubt about that. You've talked about Chase Young. Sweat on the other side, I think, is a underrated player. That whole front is massive. So you really look at what they can do. Sound. They just need kind of fits to just drive, steer the ship. I think he can. Division is wide open. Obviously, there's some better teams in the NFC. We know that. It's very difficult. But as we're talking about with Chicago as well, you're trying to tap into a ceiling. I do think there are ways that Washington can get into the mix, and all you really are asking is them to make the playoffs and give you a chance. So we're like I said, we don't pull punches. We're not going to 2-1, 3-1, 27-1, 28-1. These are some long shots, but I am here for it in a season that is certainly going to produce a lot of uncertainty and a lot of surprises. So any final thoughts on the AFC and NFC futures?
So we all know that the Chiefs and Bucks are favored, but what we're trying to do also is, as you said, aiming at the ceiling. What if a team does one thing really well? And again, Chicago, you talk about Mac. He just does things on a defensive side of the ball nobody else in the NFL can do. Same thing with Chase Young on the defensive edge. Like, I just believe in having these difference makers. And if they continue to do what we've seen from them here in years past, you're looking at an opportunity for some of these revamped quarterback positions, which is your most important position on the field, to really come in and make a huge difference. The difference between Haskins and Alex Young last year, or Alex Smith last year, huge difference going to a Fitzmagic if he can be somewhat competent.
Taylor Heinicke season. Don't hate. But no, listen.
They signed him too, which is the crazy part. Like, he gave him a contract after that.
Old Dominion's finest. Wow. Yeah, listen. I think, obviously, you secure the quarterback for both of our teams in the NFC. That is priority number one. But again, these are probably aggressive bets. I do want to say, chat, stay tuned, because we are going to be talking a lot of different NFL futures. And these teams are going to be brought up again. If you don't say you like them, but you say, you know what, this is a little too aggressive, we're going to be talking about win totals, division winners. There's a lot of ways to get exposure to some of these teams without going all the way to these maybe, you know, a little aggressive futures. And that's something that we're going to be discussing on the Awesome Odds channel frequently. So stay tuned for that. And just one quick reminder again, please subscribe. We don't want you to miss this content. We're going to be pushing it out each and every day. And I know everyone is excited. I know, Eric, I can speak for you. How excited are you to be talking a little football as we get closer?
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Just remember, NFC's wide open, AFC's a little bit more narrow. But I absolutely love that we're talking conference champions. We're talking Super Bowl odds. I did a video with Lofi yesterday. It's that time of season. So get prepared, get ready, and we sure are over here.
No doubt about it. On that note, we're going to bounce on out of here. But thanks again for stopping in and watching this video. And keep your eyes peeled for more NFL futures on the Awesome Odds Sports Betting Channel. Good luck, everybody.